I've got John Monks in the studio with me. Good afternoon, John.
Hi, Lee.
Nice to have you here. You're from Impact Hub Cambridge.
That's correct.
So tell me about Impact Hub Cambridge. What is it?
So Impact Hub is a global network of communities and co-working spaces for social and creative entrepreneurs. And there are 86 of them around the world. They've got about 15,000 members. And there are five currently in the UK. And we're the candidate to become Impact Hub in Cambridge. So we're looking to create primarily a community of people that want to see positive change in their community. So that would be here in Cambridge. And also to be a focus, a place where people would go to work together, and a place where people would come together to create events.
So this is a physical place. It's actually a space. It's not a virtual space we're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's a real space. I mean, the ones around the world, they range from small to very large. There are actually four in London with hundreds and hundreds of members. We've got a prototype space in Cambridge at the moment, in Cambridge, of course, in Chesterton at the moment. So we've got about 20 people, a mixture of volunteers, we call them wizards, who kind of help to run the space, and members who pay to come and use the space as a place to work. And that is located in the 100 Houses Society's headquarters building, so they've very generously given us space to run this prototype. And right now we're looking for a more permanent home, maybe the permanent home, so it needs to be bigger, a place where we can get people together, and central.
So is this small businesses that might use this space?
It could be, yeah. So at the moment, the members are fairly typical, I think. So there would be freelancers, there could be social entrepreneurs setting up social ventures like Cambridge 105, potentially. There could be individual people, so we've got quite a few kind of copywriters, people working in digital, either they are doing social media consulting or they're setting up their own businesses. So there's one of our members has launched a business. She's now got three or four people working for her, trying to sell and promote the work of local artists online.
That'll be my friend Delia.
It is your friend Delia. It's a small world.
It is a small world, indeed. So this is a place where people come together, sort of rent space to work, but you're hoping that it's going to be more than that.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So the space is at the core of it, because we really think having a home is a really important thing, but really the impact, so Impact Hub is the name of this network, and it says what it is. It's there trying to make a positive impact in the communities in which these hubs exist. So there would be a space. It works at the moment as a membership model. So you join like you join a gym, and then you can come in and use the space. You don't have a fixed desk, but you come in, and part of the value is a feeling of community and working with like-minded people. And we really try to encourage people kind of helping one another, but also we encourage them to kind of create business for one another. So we're really clear that we want to get and everybody wins, nobody's uncomfortable community.
Because it can be very lonely working by yourself, can't it, beavering away at your desk in a study?
It can be. Some people are brilliant. I find it very, very difficult. And I was working at home this morning and I ate all kinds of rubbish. It's dreadful. And I got nothing done, really.
Yes, no excuse. You could have done the housework as well. That's what I found myself.
I did get a load of washing done.
So if you've got all these different businesses, presumably they all have different interests. So how do you bring them all together under one umbrella?
So we have a mission. So it's about, as I say, creating positive change. For all the hubs have got slightly different missions depending on the people that set them up. And we've got a founding team of six, and then we've got about six or seven of these wizards. We're really one team because we're all volunteers. And we've decided to focus on issues in Cambridge, and in particular, transport, housing and infrastructure. So for us as people, we think these are really big issues. They're ones that we can get very excited and motivated about, and they're ones where we think thinking creatively about the problems and taking a slightly different approach to solving those problems, including the community, can come up with some great new innovative ideas.
Gosh, you don't shy away from a challenge, do you? Transport and housing in Cambridge, those are two massive issues,
aren't
here.
They? So exciting.
It is exciting. So you had this debate recently. Tell me about that.
That's right. So it was two weekends ago, so 25th and 26th of February, is it, at the month we're in? We're now in March, aren't we?
We are in March now, just about.
So it was called Cambridge Hack. So you can see this, we actually just produced a great little video about it, which is on the website, cambridgehack.com. But what it was an event where we brought together a very diverse group of people. It was focused on students. So we had students from Cambridge University, Anglia Ruskin, and UEA. We had about 105 sign up, about 60 turned up on the day, which I think is a good turnout for students on the weekend. We had a lot of support from local interested people, individuals. We had lots of support from businesses, such as Cambridge Consultants. We had there's a local charity called Alia that supports social enterprises, and they provided a huge amount of support for us and support ongoing. So we had about maybe 100 people over the 2 days. The challenge was to come up with innovative ideas to solve congestion in Cambridge. So, as you say,
yeah, really big challenge.
And we ran through 2 days of some inspiring speeches, effectively at the start, two half days of helping those student hackers to come up with new ideas, to look at data that had been provided, some by the council, some by Panther Taxis, some public data on the web. We helped them through some innovation thinking processes, and then at the end there was they had to pitch their ideas. They all got 3 minutes to pitch, so very short, 3 minutes of questions from the judges, and then we awarded a winner. So we had the original concept came from an idea that was between CAM Creatives, the network, and Door Labs. And then they got Impact Hub Cambridge and QTEC, the University Technology and Engineering Club, involved, and we effectively kind of took over the running of it.
So who won?
What
brilliant idea. Are they going to change our lives, make moving around the city easier?
Well, you know, I think they really could. And I think that it's also possible it could change the world, not just Cambridge. So one of the criteria was how scalable is this? So we weren't just looking at Cambridge. So the winning team was called Ditch. They created an app. They even had a prototype of it. It looked absolutely beautiful. And the idea was that it was an app for children, smartphone app for children, which incentivized healthier and safer means of transport. So it allowed them to see the difference between taking the car or the bus or walking, and then it would reward them for taking the safer, healthier routes. It also created a conversation with parents about that. So it was very interesting because it was a child-centered thing rather than a big mother, big father is watching you app. And their idea, which I thought was brilliant in its ambition, was to change the mindset of those kids so that when they become parents, they've just changed the whole way of thinking about transport. So it was great. And that was that team. One of them will go off to the global hackathon. There's a global transport hackathon in Montreal in May. So that was one of the prizes for the winning team, was to go to that, take their idea with them, and then see where they can take it.
That's a great idea. That's an idea for the future.
Right.
Did anybody come up with any ideas to make my journey tomorrow a little bit easier?
Well, there were a couple, two that were effectively kind of rideshare come Uber type solutions. So they were both minibus, so smaller than buses, larger than cars. One was focused on corporates trying to get, you know, the large numbers of individual people in cars into shared buses, and not the kind that we see at the moment, which is normally one company with a mainly empty bus, but ride sharing effectively. And another one which called itself kind of Uber for minibuses. So it was a small bus that would not run to a route, but it would pick people up where they were. So it was trying to encourage them to come together, so they would walk onto a route based on where they started. So really, really interesting. And actually there's no technology needed there that isn't already in existence. So
they're all really creative. How do you ensure that it just doesn't stop, that it just doesn't become a talking shop. I mean, you've got to talk to the people in power about these things.
Absolutely, yeah, and we're really excited that this, you know, these do become real things out there in the world, and it's not just a flash in the pan. So we had a fantastic meeting with Lewis Herbert, the leader of the council, the week after the hack. He'd been engaged on social media while the hack was going on, and with himself and Hilary Holden and Dan Clark, who are from the City Deal and the transport part of the council. And we've run through all of the different ideas, and they've assigned, you know, owners to think about what can be done with that. So there's some real action there. And I was super excited yesterday because I was listening to the budget. Such an exciting listen. And I heard the Chancellor announce a £690 million fund for a competition for councils to reduce urban congestion. So this could not be a better moment for us to be presenting ideas.
That could be a reality.
Absolutely.
So what other issues are you... You mentioned housing there. Are you going to do something around housing?
Right, right. And I mentioned as well that we're very kindly hosted by 100 Houses. It's one of the issues that we are really passionate about. It's clearly a huge problem here in Cambridge, and only one that's getting worse. So we want to tackle housing next. We're in the early stages of finding the partners, coming up with the particular challenge we'll want to tackle, and then finding when we're going to do it.
Is this the way for problem solving in the future, do you think? Putting it out there and letting great minds come together and working out?
I think so.
Blue sky thinking.
And I think you can, you know, you, it's not simply blue sky. You can put in place something that helps people to think creatively. And you can try and do something which creates real diversity in the room. So, you know, ages, genders, backgrounds. One of the challenges, I think, for lots of these kind of issues, like housing and transport, is they attract very technically minded people and the language is very exclusive. So it's hard for people to get engaged. And those people may have at least a part of the answer. So I really believe that this is a part of the way forward. I don't discount the need for the experts. I really do believe these ideas then need to go somewhere and they have to be, you know, put into policy or, you know, designed and with an engineering mindset. But you can get great things, particularly out of the minds of young people.
How exciting. How exciting for you to be part of something at the birth of it, really, and it may go on to great things.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the transport hack, we're already in conversations to think about the global transport hack, which is happening in Montreal, coming to Cambridge next year. So at that point, maybe we would be the centre of the world's best, brightest thinkers on transport.
Well, excellent. Well, if people want to get involved, what should they do?
Well, you can look at our website, which is cambridgespace.co, not co.uk, or cambridgehack.com. And both of those very easy to find on Facebook. So Cambridge Space and Cambridge Hack on Facebook. So that would be the place to go. And please send us a message. It would be fantastic to find people who want to get involved.
Well, great, John. We'll just stay in touch. Let us know what happens to these ideas, because they're fascinating.
Thank you.